喂，早上好。
那个 focus 吗？OK, can I see your hands if you are a firstborn?
如果你是家里的长子，能不能举一下手
？Firstborn.
如果是家里的长子，请举手。
We have about one third or so. Yeah, okay.
大概有三分之一的人都是长子。
My family is a family of firstborns.
庞长老他们家都是只有长子。
I have two younger sisters.
他自己有两个妹妹。
Linda, my wife, has one younger brother.
太太 Linda 家里是 Linda 有一个弟弟。
And Priscilla, well, she's just the only child.
然后这庞长老自己只有一个女儿。
Probably in most of the human history, especially in the patriarchal society.
可能在人类历史上，特别是父系的社会。
The firstborn sons are given a special authority and honor.
长子总是有特别的。权威和特别的一些优先。
Along with the responsibility of managing the family's inheritance.
因为他们要来管理他们家族的遗产嘛。
This is often called the right of the firstborn or the birthright.
这种说法一般是把他们叫做长子权或者是长子的名分。
So firstborn sons are considered to represent their fathers to just because of purely just in their birth order.
就是长子一般是代表父亲在家族里边发言的，因为就是主要的原因，就是因为他们出生的顺序，他们是首生的。
So in those cultures, that stability and security comes from their family.
因为在这样的文化里，人们的这种安全感、稳定感都是来自于他们的家族。
So when the family needs a leader, when father passes.
所以当他们的父亲去世的以后，家族还是需要一个领袖啊。
That honor goes to the firstborn son.
这个尊荣就来到他们，就在他长子的身上。
So the birthright, this practice, is very normal, common in the people of the Bible time.
所以在圣经旧约时代，这个长子权是非常这个正常，而且也是当时社会就普遍接受的一个说法。
But for today, this birthright may not be that relevant to us today.
在我们今天的社会看来，这长子权好像没什么要不得的。
But birthright actually is about power and privilege.
但是长子权实际上是代表的是一种力量，代表的是这个优先次序。
You can kind of imagine that what if the firstborn is not most qualified?
所以你可以想想，如果这个长子家里的长子素质不怎么样，不能承担这样的大任呢？
What if the firstborn abuses their birthright and creates conflict?
又或者这个长子滥用他的权力，能够把这个制造了很多的冲突，怎么办？
And what if the younger sibling wants it?
或者是这下面的弟弟妹妹也想要这个权利，那怎么办？
Right, so in the midst of all the drama, you can imagine.
所以你可以想象，这中间可以制造各种各样的一些问题出来。
God actually consistently selects the younger sibling and gives this a birthright that we expect the firstborn should have.
在圣经里我们看到的是很奇怪，神好像总是喜欢把这个长子权给一个后面的弟弟，而不是给这个从道理上讲应该是长子要得到的权利。所以让我们看来有点觉得不太好理解。
So you wonder that is God really like an anti-power, anti-privilege?
所以你就想，神是不是反权力、反优先的这种意思呢？
And some of us are probably, you know, in a position of power and privilege.
我们中间可能有些人的位置是很重要的，也是有各种优先权的。
Maybe at work, at home, at church.
也许是在你的工作的地方啊，或者是在家里，是在教会里，你的位置都比较靠上。
So, what should be our attitude towards power and privilege?
那我们对于这些我们的额外的权利和一些优越感，我们应该怎么去用什么样的态度来面对这些呢？
So, we're going to explore this sibling dynamics today's sermon.
所以今天我讲到，我想要跟大家，我们一起来看一看这个兄弟姐妹之间的这种。对，有时候这种比拼的这种情形。
So if you have the Bible, we're going to turn to Genesis chapter 4.
我们今天要看的是《创世纪》第四章。
So first stop is the Cain and Abel.
首先的我们要看的是该隐和亚伯这一对兄弟。
Cain is the firstborn of Adam and Eve, and Abel is his younger brother.
所以这该隐是亚当和夏娃的第一个儿子，然后亚伯是他们的小儿子。
So we're going to read Genesis 4, chapter, starting from verse 2.
我们从这个第四章第二节开始读起。
Now Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as the offering to the Lord. And Abel was brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of the flocks.
我们一起来读中文。亚伯是牧羊的，该隐是种地的。有一日，该隐拿地里的出产为供物献给耶和华，亚伯也将他羊群中头生的和羊的脂油献上。
The Lord looked with favor on Abel with his offering, but on Cain, his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast.
耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物，只是看不中该隐和他的供物。该隐就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it."
耶和华对该隐说，你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行得不好，罪就伏在门前，他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
Now, in verse 7, I want to just point out, God said that if you do right, won't you be accepted?
第七节我特别要指出来，神说，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
The word accepted in the original text means lifted up, being exalted.
这个行得好，这个原文的意思实际上是高举他，就把他抬举起来的意思。
Yeah, it's a contrast with his face downcast. The original text means that his face is fell.
因为这个跟是形成一个对比。这个原文里面说，这个该隐的脸色大大的发怒，他脸掉下来了。所以这边他说到这个神用的这个词，把他抬举起来这个意思。
Yeah. So now, so both brothers came to God to make an offering.
兄弟两个都来给神献祭。
The older brother Cain offered some fruit on the ground because he attended the soil.
该隐是献的是地里的出产，因为他是种地的。
And the younger brother Abel offered animal parts because he attended flocks.
亚伯献的是他的这个牲畜，因为他是牧羊的。
And God looked favor on Abel's offering.
所以神看着这个亚伯的祭物就比较看好，比较喜欢。
Yeah.The text does not explicitly say why God looked favor on Abel's and not on Cain's.
这个圣经原文也没有说为什么神没有看中该隐的祭物，看中的是亚伯的祭物。
Yeah, I don't think it's the fruit versus animal.
我自己想，我的理解是说，我不觉得这是拿这个地里的出产和这个牲畜来做一个比较。
Yeah, because in Leviticus 2,Grain offering is also a legitimate offering.
因为在利未记的第二章里头，这个素祭就是完全的拿地里的出产去献祭，也是神所接受喜悦的一个祭物。
Yeah, and maybe it's the Abel bringing the firstborn of his flock.
也许是因为亚伯供上的是他的这个头生的牲畜之中头生的。
Yeah, but imagine, right? Firstborn would be a sign that the flock is going to be producing as the most valuable to Abel.
因为这个。牲畜的这个头生的看为是宝贵，是因为这已经开始生产了嘛，还要再生，所以这是对亚伯来讲是最宝贵的，所以他把这最宝贵的献上。
Perhaps out of gratitude, Abel offered the firstborn to God, thinking that God being the provider.
也许亚伯献上他的牲畜之中头生的是感谢神供应他的一切，让他这个牲畜能够再多生。
And Probably Abel may have read the book of Leviticus.
也许亚伯读了利未记，那时候有没有利未记？
Okay. Because the fat portion is to be offered to God.
因为这个牲畜的脂油是最好的部分，是要献给神的。
Yeah, it's not that Cain's offering is bad.
并不是说该隐的这个献祭献的这个地上的供物就不好。
But Abel's offering is more precious.
而是因为亚伯献上的祭物可能是更加宝贵的。
Now, when Cain saw God that he did not pay attention to his offering,
结果该隐看到神不看重他的祭物，
he became angry, probably out of envy.
他就很生气，也许是因为嫉妒吧。
Hey, I'm the older one here. How come God showed favor to my younger brother?
他说我才是家里的长子，怎么神看重的是我弟弟的供物，不看重我的祭物呢？
And probably also thinking that, hey, if God exalts my brother, would there be exaltation for me?
也许该隐还想，如果神高举我的弟弟，那还我还有可能被神抬举吗？
If God shows generosity to my brother, will he also show generosity to me?
如果神对我的弟弟这么慷慨，他还会不会对我也这么慷慨呢？
So essentially, God responds to Cain this way.
实际上，神对于这个该隐的反应是这样回应的。
You are assuming that there is no exaltation for you just because I went to your brother first.
你就是因为我先看中你弟弟的祭物，你就觉得我不会再抬举你了吗？
So you have a choice to do right or not to do right.
所以你有一个选择，你可以做一个正确的事儿，也可以不做一个正确的选择。
And be careful because sin is like an animal crouching at the door.
但是要非常小心，因为罪就伏在你的门前，就像一个野兽一样。
Sin wants you.
罪想要制服你。
Just like I told your parents to rule over the animals, and they let the animal rule over them.
就像我告诉你的父母要去治理地上的这些牲畜，可是他们却让这牲畜来制服他们了。记住那个蛇的故事，是不是？
Yeah. So you have a chance to rule over this inner animal.
你也有一个机会，你可以制服你心里的这个野兽。
So what would you do?
那你会怎么做呢？
Right. So Cain is actually facing a test, just like his parents Adam and Eve faced the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
所以该隐在这里，他其实是面对了一个试验，一个测验一样，就像他的父母亚当和夏娃也是面对这个知善恶树，他们实际上是有一个测验在他们面前。
Will you trust God's generosity?
你能不能相信神的慷慨？
Will there be enough blessing for everyone?
你是不是相信神的祝福是每一个人都可以有的呢？
We know that, but the anger and envy became the serpent whispering at Cain's ear.
但是你知道，该隐他心里的这个愤怒和嫉妒，就好像那个蛇在他耳边悄悄地跟他讲话一样。
And we know that he committed a premeditated murder.
我们知道该隐最后做了什么？他做了一个有预谋的一个谋杀。
Afterwards, God came to Cain and asked a question.
所以他杀了弟弟之后，神就来到该隐这边跟他讲话。
Where's your brother, Cain?
Hey, Cain, 你弟弟亚伯在哪呢？
Just like the question that God asked Adam, where are you, Adam?
这就像神当初对亚当问的问题一样，亚当你在哪呢？
Now, Cain dodged the question and said, I don't know, you know, am I supposed to watch my brother?
你知道该隐的回答其实很不敬啊，他说，我又不知道，我又不是看我弟弟的。
So just like his parents not taking the responsibility, saying that it's the woman, it's the serpent.
就好像他父亲一样，他父亲当初就不愿意负责任。他说是这怪这个蛇，是因为我老婆让我吃的。
So God pronounced the judgment just like He did to Adam and Eve.
所以神也给该隐下了审判，就像当初他对亚当和夏娃说的一样。
Then Cain says that he's afraid of people killing him.
所以该隐就说我害怕人见到我都要杀我，因为他是杀人犯。
And God shows mercy and puts a mark on Cain, so no one who finds him will kill him.
但是神给了该隐很多的恩典，这种叫怜悯，因为神在他的头上做了个记号，说看到他的人就不会杀他。
Now, just like God showed mercy to Adam and Eve to make a skin garment to cover their shame.
就像当初神对亚当和夏娃也是怜悯，给他们用兽皮做衣服来挡住他们的羞耻。
So God said, if you do right, you'll be exalted.
所以神说，如果你做的是对的，你就会被高举。
If you don't do right,
如果你做的不对，
God's generosity is still available.
神的慷慨还是能够得到的。
For a capital crime, God did not punish Cain with a death penalty.
你看，该隐犯的是杀人罪啊，这应该是个重刑来审判的，但是神并没有处死他。
But instead he protects him.
而是神去保护了该隐。
Just like God did not to kill Adam on the day he ate the forbidden fruit, even though he said so.
就像亚当在吃禁果的那天，神以前跟他讲，你吃的日子你必定死，可是神并没有杀死他。
Instead he let him live for another 900 some years.
而是神最后让亚当又活了900多年。
So God is merciful and generous in spite of our failure.
所以尽管我们会失败，但是神是蛮有怜悯，蛮有恩慈。
Now let's move to Abram.
我们再看看亚伯拉罕的故事。
God promised Abram to make him a great nation.
神 跟亚伯拉罕应许说要让他成为大国。
But Sarai, his wife, already passed the age to bear any children.
但是他的妻子撒莱那时候已经过了生育的年龄了。
10 years gone by and there's no son.
又过了十年还是没生孩子。
But Sarai and Abram became impatient with God's timing.
所以亚伯兰跟撒莱他们俩就对于神的这个时间就已经不耐烦了。
So they did to their Egyptian slave Hagar what was good in their own eyes.
所以在他们眼中看来他们做了他们觉得正确的事。这个撒莱的使女是个埃及女仆夏甲他就把这个女仆给了 亚伯兰了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, and this story also echoes the Adam and Eve's failure story.
这个故事又回应就跟当初这亚当夏娃失败一样这个亚伯兰在这里也失败了。
Yeah. Sarai saw what was good in her own eye.
因为撒莱看到在她眼中看为好的事。
She desired the outcome to have a child.
她很想要这个结果就是有个孩子。
And she took her slave and gave it to her husband.
所以她就把她的使女送给她的先生让她生孩子。
But what Sarah desired did not come through.
但是撒莱想要的并没有这么顺利的实现。
After Hagar became pregnant, she looked with contempt on her mistress.
这个夏甲怀孕之后就瞧不起她的主母了。
Yeah. Nah, 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 I'm going to have a baby.
她就觉得很得意我马上要有孩子了你看你生不出来。Yeah.
So Sarai, the first wife, sees this latecomer wife as a rival.
所以这个。这个撒莱 是大老婆嘛他看这个小老婆就当成一个对手了。
Yeah. God gave the ability to bear children to this slave that has not been given to Sarai.
为什么神把这个生孩子的这个能力就给了他一个使女而没有给他这个主母呢、
So as a result, Sarai oppressed Hagar.
所以这个撒莱就开始压制这个女仆就欺负她。
Yeah, and Hagar fled to the wilderness.
所以这个女仆受不了了就逃到这旷野里去了。
Yeah, and then the angel of the Lord found Hagar and told her to return to her mistress.
但是神的天使看到夏甲就跟她讲你还是回到主母那里去。
Yeah, Hagar returned and later gave birth to Ishmael, Abram's firstborn.
所以她这个夏甲就回来了最后就生了这个他们这个亚伯拉罕的第一个儿子就是以实玛利。
Yeah, and then 13 more years gone by.
然后又过了十三年。
Yeah, God made a covenant with Abram. God came to make a covenant with Abram.
神又来见亚伯兰，跟他做有了一个约定。
So we're gonna read Genesis 17 first, starting from 15.
我们在读这个创世纪的第十七章，从十五节开始。
God will say to Abraham, "As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah." I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will come from her.
神又对亚伯拉罕说，你的妻子撒莱不可再叫撒莱，她的名要叫撒拉。我必赐福给她，我也要使你从她得一个儿子。我要赐福给她，她也要做多国之母，必有百姓的君王从她而出。
Abraham fell face down and laughed and said to himself, Will a son be born to a man 100 years old? Will Sarah bear a child at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, If only Ishmael might live under your blessing.
我们一起来读。亚伯拉罕就俯伏在地喜笑，心里说，一百岁的人还能得孩子吗？撒拉已经九十岁了，还能生养吗？亚伯拉罕对神说，但愿以实玛利活在你面前。
Then God said, Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him.
神说，不然，你妻子撒拉要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约，做他后裔永远的约。
And as for Ishmael, I have heard you. I will surely bless him.I will make him fruitful and will greatly increase his numbers. He will be the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But my covenant will be established with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year.
至于以实玛利，我也应允你，我必赐福给他，使他昌盛，极其繁多。他必生十二个族长，我也要使他成为大国。到明年这时节，撒拉必给你生以撒。我要与他坚定所立的约。
So in verse 16, God promised Sarah will have a son.
在第十六节，神就应许说，撒拉要生个孩子。
And the royal line and the covenant with God will be through her son.
这一支才是真正神所拣选的，这个以后这个神跟他要立约的这一组。
And what, so what about Ishmael, the firstborn?
那我的头生子以实玛利呢？
In verse 20, God will surely bless Ishmael to make him a great nation.
所以在第二十节，神也说以后也要祝福以实玛利，他必然成为大国。
Yeah, there is enough blessing to go around.
因为神的祝福是充充满满，足够他们用的。
So it's very different from the mindset of Cain thinking that what about me if the favor goes to my brother?
所以这跟该隐的这个头脑里的想法是完全不一样。该隐的想法是说，好吧，你神看中我弟弟的祭物，那你既然对他好，你肯定就不会对我好了。
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Abraham and Sarah failed to trust God's generosity, specific on timing.
但是亚伯拉罕和撒拉都在这点上都失败了，他们不相信神的时间。
Yeah, but that's also Cain's struggle.
这也是该隐的一个挣扎。
But in this whole mess,
但是在他们制造的这一堆混乱之中,
God compensates the pain Abraham and Sarah caused by blessing the people they hurt.
但是神却是祝福了这个，因为亚伯拉罕和撒拉他们两个人犯错了，所以他们去欺负夏甲，但是神却祝福了夏甲和他的孩子。
And also, God does not walk out on Abraham and Sarah for the lack of their trust.
因为亚伯拉罕和撒拉没有信任神，神也并没有因此就放弃他们，但是神还是对他们有眷顾。
He stays with them even though they deemed undeserving.
尽管亚伯拉罕和撒拉根本不配得神的这些眷顾，但是神还是与他们同在。
God is faithful and gracious in spite of our failure.
因为神是信实的，而且是蛮有恩典的，不管我们会不会失败，神的恩典总是在那里。
Okay, next stop is the most famous sibling in the Bible.
下一个，我们下一站要停的是什么呀？就是圣经里头最有名的一个兄弟是谁？
The rivalry, the sibling rivalry.
就是兄弟之间兄弟相争最有名、
yeah.
最有名的一个例子是、
right.
是谁呢？
Yeah, so rivalry between the twins at birth.
就是这个孪生兄弟俩之间的相争、
yeah.
是从他们出生就开始了。
Yeah, Esau the firstborn and Jacob the younger.
以扫是他这个孪生兄弟里第一个生出来的，然后这个弟弟是雅各。
So in Genesis 25, Isaac married to Rebecca and she became pregnant.
所以在这个创世纪的第二十五章，以撒和这个利百加结婚以后生了孩子了。
One day the expecting mother felt a wrestling match in her stomach.
这个怀孕的妈妈就觉得她肚子两个孩子就已经在打架了。
You know, so she prayed to God and asked, "What's going on?"
她就祷告求神，她说神怎么回事啊？这是。
And this is what God has revealed to her.
神就启示给她说。
The Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb, and two peoples from within you will be separated. One people will be stronger than the other, and the older will serve the younger."
好，我们一起来读。耶和华对她说，两国在你腹内，两族要从你身上出来。这族必强于那族，将来大的要服侍小的。
So God's will is already set in the beginning.
因为神的旨意也已经很明显了，就在开始就已经设定了。
But if you read through Jacob's life, then you see the depiction of Jacob is that he swindles and schemes his way to get the birthright.
但是我们看看这个雅各的生平，你看到雅各的不断的在这使他的计谋，使诡计，想把他哥哥的这个长子权给要过来。
So one day, Jacob was making a stew, and Esau came famished.
有一天，这个雅各在家里头煮一锅汤，结果这个以扫从外面打猎回来，就饿得不行。
Now he said, "I want some stew." And then Jacob said, "Well, then sell me your birthright."
所以以扫就对弟弟说，哎呀，我饿的要饿死了，你给我吃一点你的煮的汤嘛。结果雅各说，那你把你我想要你的长子权。
So Esau was so hungry that he couldn't think straight.
那时候以扫都快饿死了，他才不在乎呢。所以他根本就没想清楚。
Yeah. So he made a deal, and Jacob even threw in some bread to the stew.
哎，他没问题，好吧，你拿走吧。这个 Jacob 还显得还挺慷慨的，我再给你几片面包配着汤一起吃。
Yeah. The commentary in Genesis says that Esau despised his birthright.
所以在这个大家一般对这个创世纪里边这一段的评论，就说是以扫根本就不看重他的长子权。
Yeah, because he sold his birthright at the moment that he was hungry.
因为他就是因为肚子饿，他就把长子权就给卖掉了。
Yeah. Then in Genesis chapter 27, Isaac being old and lost his eyesight.
然后到了这个创世纪第二十七章，以撒已经年纪老迈，眼睛都看不清楚了。
He asked asked Esau to prepare a special meal of wild game.
所以他让大儿子以扫说：“你去猎一点野味回来，给我准备一顿饭，我来吃。”
So because he will eat and bless him before he dies.
因为他这样，他死前他吃了这个肉，然后就可以给儿子来祝福。
Isaac is going to pass on this royal blessing he got from God to Esau, the firstborn.
因为以撒想要把神从神那里来的长子的这个神给他的特权来传给他的长子以扫。
And then Esau went out hunting.
所以以扫就出门打猎去了。
But Rebecca heard the conversation.
但是他太太这利百加听到了这个他们的对话。
Yeah, she wanted her favorite son.Jacob to receive that blessing.
他偏爱他的小儿子雅各，所以他想要雅各来得到以撒的祝福。
Yeah. Now remember, she got this revelation from God.
你还记得吗？他曾经神跟他说过，神的启示就是这个小的，大的要服侍小的。
Mm-hmm. Yep. The older will serve the younger. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll translate that for you.
Yeah. 大的要服侍小的。
Yeah. Now we don't really know who else knew about this revelation.
我们不知道还有谁知道这个启示。
Yeah. She's probably thinking a way to fulfill God's purpose.
这个利百加说不定是在心里头想办法来帮神一把，帮他把神的这个神的这个应许让他成全了。
Yeah, by conspiring with her favorite son to steal the blessing.
所以他就跟他的小儿子，他偏爱的小儿子雅各两个人就设计来骗走他哥哥的长子权。
Yeah. So she cooked some delicious meal for her husband.
所以他就给他先生就煮了很好吃的饭，他当然知道他的口味了。
Yeah, and then she got Esau's clothing for Jacob to wear because of, you know, the bodily, you know, smell, so that his father will not be able to detect.
所以他就把以扫的衣服让雅各穿上，这样他身上的味道闻起来就是他哥哥的味道。他爸爸眼睛看不清嘛，他总是闻味儿，还觉得挺像的。
Yeah. She even thought out how to deceive her husband by covering Jacob's neck and hands with a goat skin because Esau was hairy.
因为以扫的汗毛很重，生下来是个小毛孩，所以他为了让他爸爸看不出来是雅各，他就把用山羊皮把他。雅各的这个手啊脖子都给包起来，摸上去就是那个很重的那个汗毛。
When everything all dressed up ready to go, and then she handed her son the favorite meal.
所以儿子穿好了打扮好了，然后让把这他妈妈做好的那个肉就让他小儿子雅各端着送进去。
It's show time. Let's go full out father.
现在是表演的时候了，你要好好演啊，把你爸爸给骗过去。
Well,Jacob seems actually did a pretty good job, and then he did swindle the blessing from his brother.
这个雅各还真是个好演员呢，他就是骗过他爸爸了，把哥哥的这个长子权、这个长子的祝福都拿走了。
Yeah. So when Esau returned and found out that Jacob deceived him again to steal his blessing,
这个以扫打猎回来了，一看他弟弟已经把他的这个长子的祝福都拿走了，又骗了他一回。
Yeah, he vowed to kill him after his father passes.
所以他就发誓，等他爸爸死了，他就要把这个弟弟给杀了。
And consequently, Jacob fled away to his uncle and to avoid his brother's wrath.
所以这个后果就是这个雅各为了躲避他哥哥的这场怒气，他就只好逃走了，逃到他的舅舅拉班那儿去。
Now on the sideline, let's think about this.
所以我们再想想看。
Rebecca was not being mentioned again after Jacob fled.
在这个创世纪里，这个雅各逃走之后，他的妈妈利百加从来就没有再提到过。
Most likely, Rebecca did not get to see her favorite son again.
所以很有可能，这个利百加从此就再也没有见过他最爱的这个小儿子。
Was it really worth the cost of getting the blessing for her favorite son?
所以对他来讲，他为他偏爱的小儿子夺取了他长子的这个祝福，真的值得吗？
Deceiving her.Husband and then lost her son.
她骗了她的先生，然后又失掉了她的儿子，因为她再也没有见过他。
Something to ponder.
所以我们真的值得我们去好好想一想。
Now, God's sovereign choice was Jacob.
因为神的主权的选择是雅各。
He was chosen Jacob, being to be the blessing for many.
因为他神选择雅各成为多国的祝福。
Yeah, in a dream that on the way to his uncle, Jacob received.The you know from God the promise you know from Abraham and Isaac.
因为雅各在去见他的找他的舅舅那个路程之上，他做了个梦，他梦中他就看到神说把给亚伯拉罕和以撒的这个祝福这条线是要从他这里继承下去。
And God promised him that he will bring back safely.
所以神还就是应许他要把他安全的带回家来。
But Jacob consistently behaved as if he needed to grab the blessing in his own way.
但是这个雅各就不断的就好像他要试图用他自己的手去夺取他要得到的东西。
As if he needed to scheme to get what he wanted.
因为就好像他要使变诡计才能得到他想要得的东西。
Until one night, after 20 years after.
直到有一天晚上，这是二十年之后的事了。一天晚上。
Yeah.God showed up and had a wrestling match with him.
神在他的梦里就跟他一起 ，not his in his dream. Yeah.
Oh no no no.
Yeah. 神就是出现，开始跟他决斗，两个人摔跤。
Yeah, sorry. I said he showed up.
Yeah.
I think I did say that. He showed up and had a wrestling match with him.
Yeah, 神就出现，跟他那夜里就跟他一起来，两个人摔跤。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.And then God injured him by touching his hip to dislocate his hip socket.
这两个人扭来扭去摔跤，神就把他这个大腿窝呢就掏了一把，就把他那个腿的那个骨头就给脱臼了。所以他以后就是一个跛脚的，就瘸腿。
Right. Yeah, he started to limp.
他往后就走路都是瘸着腿走。
God also changed his name to Israel.
而且神把他的名字从雅各给改成了以色列。
He blessed him in that physical encounter.
两个人在这个体力的这个决斗之中，神祝福了他。
Even though Israel has this physical disability, he's no longer a schemer.
尽管这个以色列从此以后他就成了个瘸子了，但是他不再像以前那样到处去骗人了。
He trusted God for his provision and blessings.
他开始相信，信靠神会给他有足够的祝福和神的供应。
Sometimes God strikes a person to get his attention so that he can bless him.
有时候神击打我们是让我们要能够注意他，能够让我们能够得到从神来的祝福。
Now there's more stories in the Bible how God chooses the younger sibling over the firstborn.
在圣经上还有很多故事，神选的都是小儿子而不是大儿子来得神的祝福。
There's Joseph and Judah.
犹大。
Moses,
摩西,
David,
大卫,
Solomon,
所罗门,
just to name a few.
这些都不是长子。
You see a pattern that we humans really don't handle power and privilege well.
我们看到这中间的这个模式，就是我们做人的，我们真的对我们身上的权利啊，这些特权，我们真的不会有智慧的去运用它。
Sometimes the older will persecute the chosen younger.
有时候这个长子就会去逼迫、压迫这些都没有。被选中，被神选中的这个小儿子。
Or the younger who would thought that they should be the one be chosen and start a rivalry with the older.
或者是这个被选中的这个小儿子呢，就想要跟哥哥对立。
Or the chosen younger would eventually, you know, go over their head and abuse their power.
或者是这个被选中的小儿子也会昏了头了，就开始滥用他的权利。
It's a struggle of our human condition.
所以我们做人来讲，我们在这中间总是有很多的挣扎。
Do we have any hope that how in handling power and position?
我们所以做人来讲，我们怎么样来处理我们所得到的权利啊，我们的地位啊，我们还有任何的盼望吗？我们人都是滥用权利的。
So let's look at Jesus.
我们看看耶稣。
Yeah. Paul calls Jesus the firstborn of all creation.
保罗把耶稣称作是首生的，在一切被造的以先。
Now, this does not mean that he is created.
并不意味着说耶稣也是被造的。
Yeah, rather, it means that his position or status is above all creation.
而是意思是说耶稣的位置，他的地位是在所有被造的之上。
Right, just like the firstborn of a family, the one with the honored position.
这就好像是我们人类的家族生出来的头生子，那就是在家里是最尊荣的地位，有一切的这个出生的长子权一样。
Right. So Jesus is the supreme over all creation.
所以耶稣的位置是超越一切被造的。
Yeah. So if anyone deserves the ultimate birthright, it is Jesus.
如果是有任何人配得这个长子的名分的话，那就是耶稣啊。
But what does Jesus say about power?
但是耶稣对于这个权力和地位他是怎么说的呢？
Yeah. He taught his disciples that whoever wants to be first must be your slave, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many.
在马太福音第二十章的二十七、二十八节，耶稣对他的门徒这么说：“谁愿为首，就必做你们的仆人。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。”
He invites everyone to enter the kingdom of God, especially the poor.
他邀请所有的人进到神的国，特别是被受压制的那些穷人。
The prisoners.
那些坐监的。
The sick.
那些生病的
the oppressed,
而且是被受压制的
Jesus cared for those lowly people that the powerful of the society looked down on.
耶稣关心这些被社会被上流社会所瞧不起的这些底层的民众
And we know that his very nature is God.
我们知道他是有神的神性的
But he did not grab onto it for his own advantage.
但是他没有抓强抓住他与神同等的这个权利来做为他自己谋利益
Instead, he emptied himself the status and power.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
And then become a humble servant.
而且成为人的样式，成为一个仆人的形象。
He lived a life of a sacrificial love.
所以他一生之中，他活出来的就是一个牺牲的爱。
He lived as the firstborn, where all other firstborns have failed.
他作为一个长子，他是成功了。别的我们看到人类的这些长子都失败了，但是耶稣是。是一个成功的一个长子。
He trusted Father that there is enough blessing for everyone.
他相信天父，天父的恩典，天父的祝福足够所有的人用。
God is generous God, and we can trust.
神是慷慨的，我们可以信靠他。
So He modeled for us how to live as the firstborn with power and privilege.
所以神，耶稣给我们一个很好的榜样，就是当我们成为是长子，我们有这个。有长子的名分，我们有长子的尊荣。这种时候，我们应该怎么样来利用我们的这个名分和尊荣
？Right, and how to live as a younger sibling with no power and privilege?
那作为一个弟弟，如果是没有这样的尊荣，没有这样的地位，怎么办呢
？He lived a life that a human ought to live.
但耶稣也给我们一个榜样，让我们看到人应该是怎么去活。
Yeah. Now, Jesus did confront those in power at that time for their.How they use their power to benefit themselves at the expense of the many.
耶稣也跟当时的这些领袖们，就是他们有地位、有尊荣的这些领袖们有冲突，因为这些人用他们的地位来为他们自己谋福利。
And that's what got him killed.
结果耶稣最后被杀就是这个原因。
So like the angry firstborn sons, the religious leaders leveraged their power to have Jesus executed.
当时的宗教领袖自认为自己是长子，因为他们是首先得到这个神的这个启示的这些人嘛，所以他们就想要利用他们的地位把耶稣给杀了。
But you can't really kill the firstborn of the all creation.
但是你能够把这个在万物以先的这个神的长子杀了吗？做不到的。
Yeah. Right. He rose from the dead.
所以耶稣从死里复活。
And he was elevated as the ruler over all heaven and earth.
然后耶稣就神就给他一个地位，让他能够是天上地下一切的万有都在他的脚下。
Yeah. And then he earned a new title.
而且他现在有了个新的头衔。
Yeah. The firstborn from the dead.
他是被称为从死里首先复活，甚至就是说从死里投生的。
Yeah. So.Meaning that Jesus is the first human that's raised from the dead, and death has no power over him from then on.
他的意思就是，耶稣是第一个从死里复活的人，而且死后死在对他没有死的权势在他身上没有任何作用。
So now understand this.
我们要得理解这一点。
He shares his birthright, the power and privilege with his followers as brothers and sisters.
耶稣把他的这个长子权与跟从他的人，他的门徒们一起来分享。
Yeah, because we are co-heirs with Christ.
因为我们跟这基督一样，都是来继承神的，都是神的子女。
Yeah. And the Romans 8:29 says this: For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
这是罗马书的第八章二十九节。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
He calls his followers to love one another.
他请他的这个跟从他的门徒们要彼此相爱。
Yeah, to serve one another.
而且彼此服侍。
To forgive one another.
要彼此原谅。
And so on.
这都是要彼此相爱的这个例子。
Yeah, so we can bear his characters in us.
所以在我们身上也可以有。耶稣基督的品格。
He will be honored as a firstborn in God's family.
在神的家庭之中，耶稣是长子，所以他会有长子的尊荣。
So back to the question.
又回到我们刚才说的这个问题。
So what do you do if you are the one with power and privilege?
如果你是有地位、有尊荣的这一个人，你在一个很高的地位，你会怎么做
？Yeah, maybe you are the favorite child of your parents.
也许你爸爸最偏爱，爸妈妈最偏爱你。
Or maybe you are a manager at work.
也许你在公司，你是一个经理。
So what do you do with the power and privilege?
那么你身上的这些优先权、这些权利，你会用它做怎么做呢？
Imitate Jesus to use your power and privilege to benefit others.
效法基督，利用你的这个尊荣和地位来帮助别人，让别人受益。
Yeah. Don't grab onto it for your own advantage.
不要就抓着这个权力不放，来为自己来收获利益。
Rather to serve others as if there is enough blessing for everyone.
而且要去服侍别人，因为就好像这足够对每一个人都可以得到足够的祝福。
So, and what do you do if you're the one that feel overlooked?
那如果你是那个被忽视的，觉得是没人看重你的那个人呢？
Yeah, your boss thinks that there is somebody else better than you.
你的老板会觉得说别人比你能干。
And you've been serving in church for so many years, but there's always someone that has more talent than you.
你在教会也服侍很多年，但是总有人能力比你强。
What do you do?
你怎么做呢？
Now, can you trust God is generous to you?
你相不相信神对你是慷慨的？
God does not want you to see this as a competition.
神不想要你去跟人竞争。
Rather, it's an accountability of what he has entrusted you in all areas of your life.
这不是一种竞争，而是神对你的问责，就是说你是不是神把在各个领域给你的一些能力啊，给你的这些责任你都做好了。
So be faithful in what you do to honor him.
所以对你在你做的一切事上都要持守忠心，来尊荣神。
And you never know that what a generous God will do for you.
你永远不知道神正如此的慷慨，他会对你做些什么。
And as parents, let's talk about our children.
我们做父母的，我们现在要谈谈我们的孩子。
Whether you have an only child or multiple children,
你不管你是有只有一个孩子还是有好几个孩子，
We face our challenge to raise them.
养孩子都是很有挑战性的一个工作。
Some children may see themselves as not as smart as their sibling.
有的孩子可能就会觉得他不像他的兄弟姐妹那么聪明。
And others may see themselves as the smartest, so they look down on all of them.
也有的孩子就会觉得，哎呀，我比我的弟兄姐妹都聪明，所以他有点瞧不起他的弟弟。
And sometimes that we have kind of our own opinion what they should do, and that creates conflict.
有时候我们就觉得，我们做父母的，我比你知道的懂得多，所以你应该做这个做那个。我们就去指点孩子。
Yeah, it's messy.
所以就有时候会造成很多的冲突， yeah. 很多混乱。
But I think maybe we should kind of look at this. Do we believe God made each of our children unique?
但是我们相不相信神让我们每一个孩子，造我们每一个孩子都是独一无二的？
Yeah. Do we believe that God has a wonderful plan for each one of them?
我们是不是相信神对我们的孩子，每一个孩子都有很美好的计划？
God loves each one of them more than you do.
神爱你的孩子，爱他们每一个，比你爱他们更多。
So the best way is to find out together, with your child, what God has for them, for him, for her.
所以最好的就是要跟你孩子坐在一起，找出来神在他们身上的计划，神要他们做什么。
Given the affirmation of their ability, even though sometimes you may think that may not be that necessary.
你要肯定他们的能力，有时候你会觉得，哎呀，这好像这孩子做的不怎么着，但是要肯定他们孩子们的能力。
Yeah, but help them walk with Jesus in their lives.
要帮助他们在生命之中与耶稣同行。
Yeah. You know that you can't be around them forever, right?
你知道你不可能永远陪在你孩子身边。
Yeah. But Jesus can.
但是耶稣可以。
Right. So let your life show that it's worth commit your life to Jesus.
所以你要你的生命。显给你的孩子看，让他们看到与神同行是值得的。
Yeah, and then you let your life be like a signpost to point to Jesus.
而且要你的生命就成为一个指路牌，指向耶稣。
Yeah, so they can see that it's worth their commitment to Jesus.
所以他们也可以看到委身给耶稣基督是值得的。
And that's probably the best gift you can give it to your children.
也许你给你孩子最好的礼物就是这一点，让他们能够与神同行。
Now.If you are if you are sitting here, you're not a follower of Jesus, then I sincerely ask you to consider.
如果你在座的你可能还没有跟从耶稣的话，我很严肃的就请你来想一想这个问题。
Because Jesus, the firstborn of all creation, is calling you to be part of God's family.
因为神耶稣是首生的，是头生的，他是在呼召万物来跟从。
So to learn from him how to live a life that we ought to live.
神呼召我们来效法他，能够让我们来效法他来活出我们的生命的使命。
And he even made this way to come to God for you.
他甚至给你铺好了路，让你怎么样来到神的面前。
Now I have a riddle for this. Just ponder this.
所以我有一个谜语给大家，你们来猜猜看。
Ponder.
Ponder, 让你们大家来想一想的一个。
So Why did God speak to the land when he created the trees?
神造万树木的时候，他为什么对地说话？
Why did God speak to the sea when he created fish?
文神造鱼水中的鱼的时候，神为什么对海说话？
Why did God speak to himself when he created man and woman?
当神造男人女人的时候，他为什么对他自己说话？
When you take the tree out of the soil, it dies.
如果你把树从这个土里拔出来，这个树就死了。
If you take the fish out of water, it dies.
如果你把鱼从水里给拿出来，鱼也会死。
When we disconnect from God, we die.
如果我们与神已经完全分开，不再有联系了，我们也会死。
Because God is our natural environment to live.
因为神就是我们一个自然生长的环境。
We are created to live in the presence of God.
因为我们被造就是为了在与神同在来生活。
Yeah, only in Him we live.
只有我们在神里面，我们才能是活着的。
So how do we come to God?
所以我们怎么来到神面前呢
？Repent, turn around, from your sins.
悔改，而且从你的罪中回转过来。
And accept the gift that Jesus has given to you, that He died on the cross for you.
接受耶稣基督死在十字架上给你的这份礼物。
And if you'd like to learn more about it, come see me or any Christians that you trust.
如果你想要了解更多的话，你可以来跟我谈，或者跟任何你信任的基督徒来谈。
Now, for the rest of us, the follower of Jesus,
那对我们别的这些我们已经信靠耶稣的人呢？
I have a mystery to ponder. Ponder this.
我也有一个奥秘让大家来思考。
Mm-hmm. Did you know that the God called Israel the firstborn son in Book of Exodus?
在这个在出埃及记中耶稣神把这个以色列人叫做神的首生子神的长子、
mm-hmm. yeah.
以色列是我的儿子是长子
yeah. Yeah. God had the covenant with the people of Israel we call it the Old Testament
神跟这些以色列人立了一个约我们把它叫旧约、
yeah. God called them to be the kingdom of priests a holy nation
神把他们叫做是祭司君尊的祭司的国度而且是一个圣洁的国度、
yeah. When Jesus came
当耶稣来了以后
He made a new covenant we call the New Testament with those who follow him
神和他这些跟从他的人也立了一个约我们把它叫新约
The expectation was that the people of Israel to accept Messiah and to carry the gospel to the Gentiles
所以当时的期盼本来是这些以色列人要接受神的福音而且把这个福音传给外邦人
Yeah, the Gentile meaning that it's the non-Jews
这些外邦人就是犹太人以外的就是外邦人了。
They were supposed to be the kingdom of priests standing between God and humanity.
这些犹太人，这些以色列人应该是祭司，他们是站在神和人之间来传达信息的。
But the people of Israel rejected Jesus and his gospel.
但是以色列人却拒绝了耶稣和他的福音。
So the gospel went to the Gentiles, skipping Israel.
所以这个福音就已经越过了这些以色列人传给外邦人了。
So here's a mystery according to Paul.
所以从按照保罗的说法，这就是这个奥秘。
Yeah, it's Romans 11:25.
罗马书第十一章二十五节。
I do not want you to be ignorant of this mystery, brothers and sisters, so that you may not be conceited. Israel has experienced a hardening in part until the full number of the Gentiles has come in, and in this way, all Israel will be saved.
弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明。就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，于是以色列全家都要得救。
So God did not reject the people of Israel.
神并没有弃绝以色列人。
He put a pause on them.
而是在那按了一个暂停键。
Yeah, one day Israel will accept Jesus as their Messiah.
有一天以色列人也要接受耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
So, in some sense, we the Gentiles are the latecomers in the family of God.
所以从某种程度上说，我们这些外邦人在神的家庭里，我们是后来者。
Yeah, the second born, if you will, who received the birthright.
就好像我们是这个弟弟，反而得了长子的长子权一样。
We got the knowledge of salvation ahead of Israel, the firstborn.
我们得到了福音的这个知识。我们作为弟弟，作为小儿子，我们反而比这个长子得的更早，长子是以色列呀。
Right. So don't consider that we are, you know, smart or superior than the people of Israel.
你们不要觉得我们比以色列人更聪明，比他们更优越。
Because it's 100% by the grace of God, and we have nothing nothing at all to boast about.
因为这百分之百是出于神，而我们自己没有任何可以夸口的。
So what should be our attitude?
所以我们的态度应该是什么样的？
First, we need to be grateful for this gift that has given to the Gentiles.
所以我首先我们要作为外邦人，我们要感恩这份神给我们这份礼物，我们要有感恩的心。
Right, this gift of salvation that we know Jesus ahead of Israel.
这份救赎的礼物，我们在以色列人之先就从耶稣那里得到了。
And we need to pick up the calling that Israel rejected.
而且我们要拿起以色列人拒绝的这个呼召。
The calling to carry the gospel to the ends of the earth.
这个呼召就是把福音传到地极。
We need to go fill those numbers specified in verse 25.
我们看到第这个罗马书十一章二十五节，他说等到外邦人的数目填满了，所以我们要把这个数目填满。
Yeah. So Jesus wants no one to perish, but everyone come to repentance.
因为耶稣不想任何一个人沉沦，他想要所有人都得救。
I want our church never to forget the calling to share the gospel.
我希望我们的教会永远不要忘记神呼召我们要传扬他的福音。
Yeah, to make disciples.
而且要去制造门徒。
To be conformed to the image of the Son.
要效法儿子的形象。
As we imitate Jesus in our lives.
我们在生命之中，生活之中，我们如果效法耶稣。
I know it's uncomfortable.
我知道有时候这让我们觉得不舒服。
It's a struggle.
而且有很多挣扎。
Yeah, but the good news is that Jesus also helps us.
但是好消息是耶稣也会帮助我们的。
Yeah, so that we can conform the image of him so that we can conform to his
我们就可以效法他的形象。
Yeah. And then we're making Jesus the firstborn among our church.
我们可以让耶稣成为我们教会的这个长子。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Thank you, Jesus, that you are the firstborn of all creation.
感谢耶稣，你是一切万物之中的首生的。
And yet, you did not grab onto the power, and you share your power with your followers.
但是你却没有抓住你的这个长子的名分不放，而是与我们一同分享。
And we thank you for this calling.
感谢主，你给我们这样的呼召。
And we are so unworthy that you have called us to share this, to share the gospel and to make disciples.
我们真的是不配，但是你却呼召我们要传扬你的福音，而且来带出更多的门徒。
So we ask you that you help us.
我们求主你来帮助我们。
May our church to be a church that would be pleasing to you, to heed your calling.
帮助这个教会能够回应你的呼召。
And each one of us that we also be willing to conform to your image.
帮助我们每一个人都愿意效法你的形象。
So our life will be a signpost to you.
我们的生命成为指向你的一个路牌。
And we thank you for this gift in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
感谢主，你给我们的这份礼物，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.